You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dana A. Oliver, the Senior Director of Research and Development at Medtronic and author of the book, Mantra Design. Mr. Oliver, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you very much for having me on Entrepreneur Podcast.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So tell us why leadership is so important to either a business or innovation company to start things off here today.
Sure. Thanks for that question, Eric. I would tell you that for me, I preach emotionally intelligent leadership. And what I can tell people is that if you think of a business as three legs to a stool, you can have a killer strategic plan and you can have an equally effective infrastructure. But boy, if you don't employ emotionally intelligent leadership, then you're never going to create a culture that's truly dynamic. And when you employ, you know, EI leadership, what happens is you can increase your team's productivity by as much as 30%. Conversely, boy, if you don't have that emotional intelligence, you're going to have a real problem keeping your team together, hiring the right people, creating a vision that's appealing, you know, to people. It's you know, a lot of leadership is about consistent messaging and as well as, you know, having a dynamic personality in place at some level. And you know, people can recognize and they can read into whether you're authentic or not.
So tell us, Dr. Oliver, how can a firm introduce premium price, patent protected, market share leading products effectively after reading your book?
Yeah, thanks for that, Eric. For me, it begins and ends with the customer. Yeah, and I have two mantras in my book, and one of them is learn your customer's world, and the other one is innovation begins with an eye, not the letter I, but the eyeball. And what that means is if you want to introduce premium products, you have to get intimately close to your customer. And then what I like to do is I like to work with our customers in a simulated environment. So when I understand their world so intensely that I fully appreciate their articulated needs. But what happens is unmet needs are unspoken. And so if you can watch them perform in their craft in a simulated environment, you start to look for pain points or things that are redundant or things that are hard to do. And when you do that, and then you begin to ask why, hey, why are you doing that? You begin to hone in on an opportunity. And those opportunities are unmet needs. Because if they're doing that, that means that there's a better way to get that done. And so that's the first aspect is you learn your customer's world, you work with them in a simulated environment, you find those pain points, that's a potential unmet need. Now, after that, you still have to develop a seamless product that works great, but that's, you know, part of the development process.
And continuing forward, what are your best practices or business recommendations to our listeners today?
Yeah, thanks for that, Eric. I have four foundational principles. The first one is that I believe a company should be investing at least no less than 10% of the company's total revenues back into organic research and development. Two, I believe that you develop your products through your customer's eyes, and we kind of briefly talked about that. Three, you want to focus on the strategically few core technologies that are going to move your AOP needle. And then four, as we briefly talked about, was you hire exceptionally smart people, and then you lead them with emotionally intelligent innovation leadership skills.
Excellent points there. Today we're joined by Mr. Dana A. Oliver, the Senior Director of Research and Development at Medtronic and author of the book Mantra Design here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Oliver, is Mantra Design specific to the medical device sector, or is it relevant also to any industry?
Yeah, Eric, thanks for that question. And obviously, even though I've spent 30 years of my career in medical device, you know, mantra design is relevant to any business because of its customer focus. So what I've tried to do is I've been very successful, helped grow a business from $100 million to $2 billion in 14 years, in annual revenues, that is. And I've tried to distill down my philosophies and best practices in this book that we used here, and I'm sharing those. So no, it's not specific to medical devices, and it's applicable to anyone that has customers because of its focus.
Also, what's your perspective on smaller versus larger innovation companies?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. Eric, I mean, obviously, when you're a smaller company, right, you're all about, you want to invest and you're trying to establish unmet need because you're a small guy. You're the little guy in the block and you need to bring something special and different. So you're disproportionately investing in research and development. You're focusing on your customers and you're all about continuing innovation and trying to bring something new to the marketplace. Whereas it's funny, when you have these large companies, they're really more concerned with value. So they're more worried about a predictable budget, a predictable product, a predictable incremental improvement of their products. And I find it interesting that these small companies, you know, when they get going, they're growing rapidly, but they're under the same culture. When you fold them up and they get acquired into these big institutions, they fall into those same budget woes. They fall into the same cultural woes of conservatism and what I call safe research and development. And they ultimately perish. You know, I personally do not prescribe to large acquisitions because 50% of them or more never bring value. I do prescribe to tuck-ins, you know, if a company has a portfolio, but you know, big fundamental differences between big and small, of course, and how they're managed and the leadership that runs them.
Certainly do appreciate your insight and advice in all regards. Thanks for your time as well. How does someone get in touch with you or learn more about your books?
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, the best place is to visit my website, which is www.mantraleadership.com. So one word, mantra. leadership.com, and you know it allows you to preview not only the books but similar radio interviews I've done or magazines, my philosophies, and then you can hyperlink out of there. You can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes and Noble and the big places, but that's the best place.
Once again, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and certainly look forward to another opportunity to speak with you again right here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for having me as a guest, and I wish you all the best and hope to be back on the show.
And that sounds like a plan to me. We've been speaking with Mr. Dana A. Oliver, the Senior Director of Research and Development at Medtronic, also the author of the book Mantra Design. And once again, for more information, simply visit MantraLeadership.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.